Good morning, 6:41 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. That music can only mean one thing. It means we're talking to the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. Bruce Woody is on the line. Bruce, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you. Hey, couple of things I want to get to real quick just to get, you know, your reaction to them, and then we'll get to what you guys did yesterday. I think it's the Senate side has now passed the bill banning fluoride in water systems in the entire state of Florida. I think the House has not, and it certainly hasn't been signed by DeSantis yet, but I know this is something you guys are watching very closely, right?
That is true. Senate Bill 700, also called the Farm Bill, has passed the Senate. It's in messages right now over at the House. It's anticipated to be passed, but certainly has a few more steps to proceed. If it does pass and get the governor's approval, then it would affect the entire state of Florida.
And that, if that goes, and that goes, if that gets passed, and if it gets signed and goes into law, then this right. whole conversation is just over. Whatever the effective date is, I assume it'd be like July 1st or something. We just stop putting fluoride in the water, right? If that happens, right?
If that happens, yeah, that's correct.
All right. The other thing is I had a question asked of me, and I felt like I was not able to give nearly as good an answer as I wanted to. We were talking about in Santa Rosa County the effort to convert people from septic onto sewer systems, something which the state requires based on how if you have sewer available, you have to convert within a year. If your septic system fails, you have to convert immediately. If there's no sewer available, well, obviously you can stick with your septic. They were talking, you know, they have this now in their county ordinances or whatever to align them with the state in order to get better grant access. All that aside, somebody, you know, and I had always made the case that, look, septic is bad for the environment. You know, it's not as good as sewer for the environment. And somebody said, I thought actually sewer was not as good for the environment, that septic was very good for the environment. And I did some, you know, looking, and I think there's arguments on both sides. But I wanted to ask you, I know ECUA is big on converting septic to sewer. So how would you answer that question?
Septic systems can be good if they're well maintained and taken care of. The problem is they aren't generally well maintained and taken care of. They're kind of out of sight, out of mind, and as long as they aren't causing a problem, haven't had a failure of either the system or the leach field, people don't think about them too much. Maybe they do some periodic maintenance on it, but the preponderance of folks generally kind of ignore them until there is actually a problem. And because of the frequency of problems, overall they are not as reliable, particularly in urban areas. So you get much more consistent, reliable environmental protection through a sewer collection system. Plus, we have advanced wastewater treatment, particularly in this county. We voluntarily treat to standards that are higher than what our permit even allows, or requires. So there's extra advantages there as well.
Okay, all right, and that's kind of what I had thought too. Is that you know, if properly done, they can be quite good. And of course, sewer has its own, you know, flaws and dangers. We know about that. Sure. But it's, you know, people don't often do the maintenance that they're supposed to do. I remember we had a Noriko system, and we'd have it maintained every year, or if there was a problem. But still, it, you know, it can be an issue. And as you say, urban areas and the access to the land you need for the leach field. And then also the one other thing that I think people maybe don't think about is close to waterways. Is the issue, whether it's flooding, rainwater, runoff, or just, you know, the proximity to waterways is where you get particularly concerned about having a septic system in general, right? That's the main issue?
Yes, and that's where we prioritize work that we pursue for trying to convert areas served by septic systems over to sanitary sewer collection systems.
Like the ones over by Jones Swamp, for example, is one that I know you guys have been working on for years, and that's a really good project.
Yeah. Where the groundwater's high, yes.
Yeah. You guys are working on several different projects, making progress on them, and you gave an update to the board about this yesterday, Bruce?
Yeah, real quick, I want to touch on several projects. We like to partner with the city and the county when we need to do work in the same corridor that those other units of government are doing work. We have a project with the county where they're going to be replacing some storm drainage work and doing some paving along Old Palafox Highway from West Pinestead down to West Airport. This next year, we're beginning some engineering this year. We're going to be replacing water lines in that area and adding a little bit of new sewer along Hancock Lane and Majors Road, doing that in conjunction with the county. That's a good partnership project we're pleased with. We also recently completed.
Is that going to, the one on Hancock, in that, and I just live in that area, is that going to affect like Brown Barge, you know, traffic in that vicinity? Do you know yet?
Well, anytime there's construction in the area, it does affect traffic to a degree, and a couple of those streets are dead ends. But access will always be maintained. At worst, it'll be local traffic only in some areas. We may have to reduce a lane to reduce a road to a single lane.
Just having had kids go to Brown Barge, you caught my attention with the Hancock one. So, okay, go ahead. There was another project or two you were going to talk about?
A couple of those real quick. We just finished phase four of a recycled water over along Pensacola Beach. We're taking the wastewater effluent that's been treated to advanced wastewater standards along Pensacola Beach and using that for irrigation along the medians of Via de Luna. And when a couple more phases are complete on that project, we'll also have it available to sell to the hotels and other adjacent property owners who want to use that for irrigation.
And oh, good.
Alternative,
okay.
Means to get rid of that.
Use the treated water to water project. The lawn, right, instead of the potable water.
That's right. That's right. We're continuing our replacement of sanitation trucks. We've got nine received recently. We're finally, after literally years of supply chain delays.
Right.
We have a large order from 2.5 years ago that are finally starting to come in, about three per month over the next 7 months. So we've got $19 million worth of purchases that are finally starting to roll in. So you'll start to see a lot more new sanitation vehicles on the street. I'm really
pleased
with that.
What's a truck these days? I mean, million, million and a half, two?
They vary from upper 300s to low to middle 400 thousand range.
I'm thinking of fire trucks. I know what those cost, and I was curious what the relationship
is.
At one time, you were short drivers. Are you still short drivers, or are we staffed up on drivers?
We're doing pretty well with drivers. We significantly raised the rates we pay for CDLs, and we've also started a program where we will hire folks before they have their CDL and put them through a CDL driving school to get their license. And that really helped us dramatically.
And what do you pay? Because people might be listening thinking, I'd like a job.
I wish there was a number I could quote from memory.
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Want to say a number that I'm a little off.
I'll
we
say
have
it's
a
good
certain
pay.
Base pay. And then, yes, it's competitive in the region.
Does the advent of new trucks mean fewer leaks, spills, fluid, things along? Because, I mean, you know as well as I do, garbage trucks leak, but, you know, not every part of the garbage truck has to leak. Is that going to be an improved result for people?
That is part of it. As trucks age, they do rust and corrode in spots are a little more prone to that.
Okay.
Another project we're working on, though, that would help that probably more than anything, is that we're completing design and getting ready to start construction, hopefully this fall, on the transfer station, which would allow us to send less of our trucks to the actual landfill. Instead, we would send transfer trailers to the landfill. At the landfill, our vehicles often receive some damage when they're driving over the landfill face, punctured tires, little cuts and scrapes on hydraulic hoses, things like that, that sometimes we won't see or develop a leak until we're back out on in the neighborhoods picking up things. So staying out of the landfill will really help that as well.
Interesting. I never thought about that, the hazards of the actual drop-off of the landfill being an issue. But it makes sense. You know, it's not an ordinary kind of road. And for people who don't know, the idea of the transfer station is that instead of having your trucks drive all the way out to the landfill and back and forth, especially during, you know, high-volume traffic times, which is road miles on the trucks and also is, you know, it's traffic, which is a problem for everybody, and time spent on those roads. You bring it to a sort of a midway point, which is out on, what's the road it's going to be on? I know Vicki Campbell is one of her pet projects, but where is it at?
Pine Forest, just a block or two north of Mobile Highway.
Thank you. Pine Forest by Mobile Highway. So you bring stuff there, and then it brings it from there to the landfill, a shuttle on a little bit bigger truck, which is, you know, again, that's a really good project. But I think you had one more you were going to say?
Yes, the Elvin McCorvey well on North I Street, just north of Cervantes. We have an existing well there, but we are replacing it. We took down a elevated tank at that location and have built a 3 million gallon ground storage tank. That work is already complete. The well has been drilled. That work is complete. And now we're starting our last and final phase here shortly. Contractors beginning work on the water treatment plant itself and the GAC filters and the rest of that project. We anticipate 14 months or so from now, we shall have ribbon cutting on a new well facility at that location that we're pretty excited about.
Very good. Granular activated carbon, the filtering system, the GAC, as he mentioned, in case you don't know the terminology. And then the last thing is you guys are in budget season right now, so the next meeting will talk about budgets, but you're also making a change to, what, accessing your codes online. Is that right?
Yes. If there's a general interest by the public, our FY26 budget will be discussed May 12th through 15th, 3 o'clock each of those days. You can watch live or you can watch recorded versions later where we discuss where we'll be spending funds for next year for capital projects. And then also we have an exciting change within the next 3 or 4 business days. Our ECUA code will be accessible on our website. It's been completely digitized and updated, so it's more accessible for the general public as well as for ECUA staff. You can do lots of good research. Rate information is available. You can do word searches throughout the document. It's a much nicer, more transparent way to present our ECUA code.
When you describe it as exciting, I'm not sure that everybody would describe that as exciting. But I will say this, having tried to find information on the ECUA website in the past, and I would describe it charitably as impenetrable, that's good. I'm glad to see that you guys are working on that because it is a frustrating interface. So I'm glad you guys are making upgrades and improvements to that. Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA, the guy who takes away your trash, the guy who provides you the water, takes away your wastewater, handles your recycling, gives you, lawn debris pellets that you can, just all kinds of stuff that you guys are involved in. Bruce, one of the most essential public safety and health services in our county is provided by your operation. I appreciate that, sir. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Andrew.